like to convene the finance committee. We don't have a quorum present yet, but we're trying to be sure to start on time. And what we'll do, members, as soon as we have a quorum, then we'll begin to take official action on the minutes and on the bills. What we'll do before we take any motions, we'll just simply have a presentation of the first bill, at least, and then hopefully by then we'll have a quorum. If not, we'll take the second bill and wait for a quorum. So, Representative, if you would begin to present House File 110, Senate File 335, and then a little later, Representative Campion will be making a series of motions as Vice Chair of the Transportation Committee when we need to get the bill officially before us.
Yes, sir.
But at this point, we'll just explain the bill, and welcome to the Finance Committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members. This is House File 110, which, in order to line up with the Senate version, needs to be substituted for Senate File 335. This is the designation of Trunk Highway 53 from the community of Virginia to the community of International Falls as the Speaker Irvin N. Anderson Memorial Highway.
Okay, and what we've done there, the our Transportation Committee put a couple of amendments on, so it is different from the Senate file. So when we have a quorum present, then we will want to substitute at that point the House file for the Senate file, put our language in. But if you might mention what the difference there is between the House.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman, for that clarification. The major difference in the two versions is that we want to make it very specific the differences between the Voyageurs National Highway and the Irvin Anderson National Highway or Memorial Highway, and that this highway, as with all of these designated highways, requires the MnDOT to design the highway, but the highway sign, erection, and so on will be paid for through non-state funds, and then in this case paid for by Kuching County and perhaps with some sharing with the City of Virginia.
Okay, very good. Now we have a quorum present. We'll officially convene the meeting, so if you want to just stay there while we take care of a couple of items. We have the minutes for February the 16th. Representative Greiling, have you had a chance to look at the minutes?
Yes.
For the 16th?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move the minutes for February 16th.
Okay, motion is before us. Any discussion? Seeing none, then all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Representative Winkler, have you had a chance to look at February 23rd's minutes?
I have, Mr. Chair. I move the minutes to February 23rd.
Okay, the motion is before it for approval of the minutes for February 23rd, 2009. Any discussion? Seeing none, then all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. Motion carried. For those of you that just walked in, we had an explanation of the bill, House File 110, soon to be Senate File 335 by Representative Anzelt, and we will now need to have a series of motions from Representative Campion. Representative Campion?
Representative Campion, thank you,
Mr. Campion.
Mr. Chair. I move the Transportation, Finance, and Policy Division report for House File 110 for the first committee engrossment.
Okay, the motion is before us. Any discussion? Seeing none, then all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. Motion carried. Representative Campion.
I also move Senate File 335 be recommended to pass and place on the general register.
Okay, the motion is before us. Any discussion on the motion?
Question, Mr. Chair.
Yes,
Representative Anzell. Or maybe this is not the, we're not passing the bill. This is just to put
we're
it on the
We're just getting it, the division before us and then getting the substitution of the... any further discussion? Seeing none, then all those... Oh, yeah, now we need the second motion, the amendment, excuse me.
Mr. Chair, I move to delete the language from Senate File 335 and insert the language from House File 110, the first committee engrossment.
Okay, that motion is before us, and then that'll have the bill before us as needed to pass.
Mr. Chairman, maybe I'm all wet, but I think we're doing this wrong. Don't we have to move 110 and then insert the language into that?
Yes.
Instead of moving 335?
Mm-hmm. We're moving the bill we want to pass, but so we are now, the motion that was made was that we have Senate File 335 be recommended to pass and placed on the
So we're passing Senate File 335 and not House File 110.
But we're about to, with the motion that was just made by Representative Champion, substituting the House language into it, so we won't be voting on it until the final vote. So any discussion on that? We had a brief explanation of the bill prior to some of you arriving. So all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, motion carried. So now we have the Senate file before us as amended with the House language. So any discussion on the bill or questions of the author? Representative Kim.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Van Zelk, could you explain again how this will be paid for?
Mr. Chairman and Representative Biskins, thank you for asking that these signs, as with all of these kinds of memorial signs, will be paid for with non-state funds. In this case, it'll be a combination of Coochin County, Community of Virginia, and the Community of International Falls, non-state funds.
And the next bill before us is similar in that regard, so...
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Representative Van Zelk, I'm not going to ask you because I know the answer. I know that both the county and the city get government aid in the form of HACA and LGA. What assurances will this body have that those funds... are they going into one pocket to not be touched, or I assume most of those funds get intermingled, so how is that prevented, that those funds would not be used?
Mr. Chairman and Representative Biskins, you're correct, there's a commingling of these dollars, but both local units of government in this case are supportive of this and have expressed their willingness to pay for the cost of erecting the sign.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. One final question, Representative Van Zelk. Is it the intention of both the units of government to attempt to raise those funds from private sources, or will they be able to use their general property tax levy to pay for these signs?
Well, Mr. Chairman and Representative Biskins, I can't answer that question. We'll have to ask the local units of government that question. I'm just assuming that these are public dollars that will be involved in erecting a sign in honor of Speaker Irv Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, any other questions, discussion on the bill? Seeing none, then, all those in favor of... Senate File 335 to be recommended to pass as amended and placed on the General Register. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion carried. Representative Taylor, you're...
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
And thank you. Representative Taylor, we'll need to get the... committee report. Representative Champion.
Mr. Chair, I move the Transportation Finance and Policy Division report for House File 121, the first committee engrossment.
Okay, the motion is before us. Any discussion on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion carried. Representative Champion.
I move House File 121, the first committee engrossment, be recommended to pass and place on the General Register.
Okay, the motion is before us. Representative Taylor, you're familiar with this committee, so...
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members.
Having served on it last session and being the vice chair.
Yes, yes, there's a different perspective here. At any rate, this bill, House File 121, is a request that was brought to me by the Clearwater County Legion, and it's simply to designate a Veterans Memorial Highway that will be continuing one that is coming up from Becker County. So basically, it's a stretch of trunk highway 292 in Clearwater County from just south of Zirkle up north of Clearbrook. And also, when this bill was before the Transportation Committee, a representative leader, the chair, added some other language, which you see on the bill before you, that basically just talked about the fact that the commissioner can remove the sign that marks or memorializes the highway if the sign requires replacement or if the private funds, which will be paying for this, are not forthcoming.
Okay, any discussion on the bill? Representative.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Saylor, is this stretch of highway already named? And if so, why would we be dropping the current name?
Representative
Saylor. Thank you. Representative Zifkin, the only name it currently has is Highway 200 and Highway 92, but there's no actual other special designation name.
Okay. Any further discussion? Seeing none, then we'll renew the motion that the House file.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, thank you. I just wanted to comment that how much I appreciate that local Legion from raising the funds to pay for the naming of this highway. I think really want to commend them for that. And the second thing, though, is that when you have Highway 292, these intertwine and connect. How are people going to know for sure that they're leaving 200, entering this one? Are there going to be some double signs here? Because 200 is a long stretch, and this is only a piece of it.
Representative
Taylor. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Kiffmeyer. I would assume that the sign that will go on this road will be as all of the other Veterans Memorial Highway signs are, and just an additional sign in conjunction with the other two. I'm sure that the 292 will still be there.
Representative Kiffmeyer.
Thank you very much.
Okay, any other discussion? Seeing none, then all in favor of House File 121, the first committee engrossment being recommended to pass and placed on the general expense calendar, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion carried. Thank you. We now have House File 1040 by Representative Shemansky, I think is the way it's. Here? Yeah, there we go. Representative Greiling, would you care to move the committee report?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move the K-12 Finance Division report for House File 1040.
Okay, the motion is before us. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. Motion carried. Representative Shemansky.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Today we have House File 1040 dealing with...
Why don't you move it to recommended pass and re-referred to the Committee on Taxes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move House File 1040 to be recommended to pass and re-referred to the Committee on Taxes.
The motion is before us, and if you would explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. McLeod West School District is requesting a reorganizational operating debt legislation here. The school district, which has was a merger of McLeod and County schools of Stewart and Brownton, in 1998 were combined. They've struggled with declining enrollment, and at a point now where due to open enrollment and other declines, their facilities are no longer practical to operate a K-12 high school. And so in the process, they're working to consolidate their district with three surrounding districts. In order to do that, they would like to request a special bonding authority to allow them to reorganize and hold the debt within the McLeod West School District without obligating the other consolidating districts to assume portions of that debt. And so we're asking for this legislation to help them in the process of resolving their debt issue and consolidating with their neighboring districts.
Okay. Any discussions? Representative Biskin.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Szymanski, is there support in the McLeod West School District for this consolidation?
Representative Szymanski.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Representative Biskins, there is support among the residents in the district. It's an inevitable debt. The school is going into statutory operating debt, and whether the consolidation occurs or if the consolidation should fail, the school would go into dissolution. The debt will still be the obligation of the McLeod West residents.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Szymanski, if the support is there, why would this legislature pass this legislation which allows them to go into further debt without referendum of the community?
Representative Szymanski.
Mr. Chair, if I may ask for the assistance of Superintendent Tony Boyer to come in and further explain the details of this request.
That would be fine. As members know, the testimony is generally taken in division, but if there are specific questions, we entertain them here. So, welcome, and if you could identify yourself for the record.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and Committee. My name is Tony Boyer. I'm the Acting Superintendent of McLeod West School District, 2887. I've been in the district for 1 year. I was brought into the district to try to solve a problem that's been impending for the last 5 or 6 years. Unable to solve that problem, we've come down to this issue. We either have to dissolve or consolidate. We have three neighboring districts who are willing and able to consolidate with us, but they will not accept any of the debt. They will not, I've been assured by their superintendents and their boards, that they will not accept any of the debt, and that's reorganization debt or the cost of the debt. Without a general obligation bond, they will be required to carry the debt during a taxing year so they can pay for it the following year. There will be a charge to them if they don't have enough in their operating funds to do that. They would have to carry a tax anticipation bond, and they're unwilling to do that. Without this GO bond, we believe, the three component districts and myself, believe that we will go into disillusionment, which will be of a greater cost to four districts and to the taxpayers of all four of those districts.
Representative Biskin.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, Superintendent, if McLeod West does dissolve, who then is responsible for the debt?
McLeod West.
So then, Mr. Chair, Superintendent, why would it not make sense for McLeod West to just go ahead and dissolve? They're now obligated for the debt, and then a week later divvy up the parcels of land as allowed by law, right, into the contiguous school district.
Mr. Boyer.
Thank you. As the superintendent of the school and in collaboration with the neighboring districts, prior to this action taking place, we called in the four neighboring districts, the three that are involved with this McLeod West consolidation, which include Buffalo Lake Hector, Given Fairfax, Winthrop, and Glencoe Silver Lake. Hutchinson, which is a neighboring district to the north and which is has a greater body of land in McLeod West or in McLeod County, was not interested in being part of this issue. We believe that it's in the best interest of the district to become consolidated, not just for the constituency, but for the students. Through dissolution, they will be going to districts without funding following them. They will be going by the commissioner's decision instead of the decisions of their neighbors, because this will be charged to the commissioners of McLeod County to draw the district lines instead of the three districts who are willing to participate drawing these lines where we feel that it's most acceptable to all three of the districts and to McLeod West students. We're looking out for the best interest of our students and our constituents, not just for today, but for the future.
The, just I might interject, the chair of the tax committee just sent a note and she wanted to know if it was going to taxes, and the Representative Lincheski was part of the original motion. That's the motion before us. Representative Biskin.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. A comment and then one final question. I do believe that the commissioners would probably work with the school districts in working through this conundrum. I do believe that this could be accomplished without legislative action, but I do have one final question of the acting superintendent. Sir, in this reorganization, would this finally kick up Glencoe Silver Lake's football status to 4A so they stop spanking Jordan in the football tournament?
Thank you, sir. I don't know if this would take them up a class or not. I don't believe that was any part of the discussion. I do not believe that there would be an overabundance of students that would be going into any of these districts to increase their ability to play football. Thank you.
Representative Biskins, usually that discussion or kind of discussion centers on hockey, but seriously, we had quite a debate on the House floor on that issue a number of years ago. Representative House.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The way I understand the school boundaries, and maybe Representative Garland can help me, and this will help Representative Biskin, is all of that school district in McLeod County, or did you say it was in another county also?
No, thank you, Mr. Chair. McLeod West is in three separate counties. The majority of the school district is in McLeod County. However, there are portions of the district in Renville County and Sibley County, a very small portion in Sibley County. But because the greatest majority is in McLeod County, then it is up to the McLeod County Commissioners to decide on the new boundary line.
Mr. House, is that?
Well, then, Mr. Chairman, I think that answers my question. They
okay, any other discussion? Well, Representative Grayling.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just wanted to say that this bill was worked on very carefully by the Department of Education, Commissioner Segrin and myself, Mr. Melger, our fiscal staff that's here from K-12 Finance Division, and it passed unanimously out of the K-12 Finance Committee. Perhaps Representative Biskins wasn't there that day.
You're here now, and we've got to unroll. Okay, any further discussion? Seeing none, then we'll renew the motion that House File 121, the first committee, in 1040, be recommended to pass and referred to the Committee on Taxes. Any further discussion? Seeing none, then all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
Motion carried.
Thank you.
C for bill referrals to the division, divisions, the attachments, and then finally our next meeting is a joint meeting with Ways and Means, and it will be the February forecast will be the topic, and it will be at 6 p.m. on Wednesday, March 4th in room 200 right here. So do you have anything to add to that, Representative Tolbert? Okay. Forecast comes out tomorrow, and so the following day we're going to be getting our update on it. So with that being adjourned.